The head coach of the OKC Barons, Todd Nelson, joins us once again. Todd, congratulations on the deal. How are you doing?
Thanks. No, I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Now, Todd, we know your name was out there. You've interviewed for a few NHL head coaching jobs. You were very close in Carolina. Kind of take us through what you learned going through the interview process for NHL coaching vacancies.
Well, I think it's very important to go through the process, and I think every time you go through it, you get better at it. But it goes with the without saying that you have to be very prepared. You have to be able to express what you would do at the hockey team if given the job. It goes down to even line combinations if it gets that specific. In the case of Carolina, they wanted to know what my tactical package was, my systems, also how I would be able to motivate. So it was a good exercise for me. And I think from all the feedback that I got that it went well, but obviously not well enough. But you always get better at these things as they come to you. And, it's an experience that I have to look at and try to get better at.
Are there any nerves when you're going through that process?
Sometimes. I think when I first started interviewing, I was probably a bit nervous. But in this case, I feel very confident and comfortable with my with my systems and how I want to approach the game. I think it gets a lot easier. It's just like talking to the press or the media. I think you get a lot more comfortable as you go along.
Todd Nelson joins us. Todd, when they go through that process, do they ask you who you feel you can hire as assistant coaches? Is that part of it too?
They'll mention that. They'll say, what do you think about a staff? And Roddy Brind'Amour was already on the staff. And, some teams may give you latitude to bring one of your own guys in. We've seen situations where, a head coach gets hired and he inherits some assistants. So I think every organization is different. But in the case of Carolina, that was talked about, just how many more coaches I'd want to hire. But we didn't go into specifics about individuals.
Okay. So obviously, there's disappointment because everybody would like to go to the next level. And I think maybe the good news for you was going through the whole process, you kind of knew there was a job waiting for you if it didn't work out. It wasn't like you were kind of a lone man on the going from job to job hoping to get accepted.
Well, that's one thing that calms the nerves a bit too, is that, if you have a current job, that if things don't work out with another team or a head coaching vacancy up there, you do know that you're secure and you have a job to come back to. So I think that definitely helps with the nerves. And also, it gives you, a situation where, you can maybe bargain a bit. You have bargaining power. But, in my case, I'm very happy that I got extended. Working in Oklahoma City is a lot of fun. It's a great place to work. The people here at Prodigal are outstanding people, and I gotta tell you, I really really like working for the Oilers organization. They treat me extremely well, and I couldn't be happier.
Todd, there was some talk about maybe you being open for assistant head coaching jobs in NHL. Is that something you contemplated, or are you at the point where you feel I'm better served to be a head coach?
Well, right now I am. And as I mentioned before, I like working for this organization. And, for me to be an assistant, you would have to be in the right situation with the right people. And, I was an assistant before, but for a couple of years. But if I, if I was offered maybe an associate job, that's a whole other thing. And, I think for right now, I'm better served of being a head guy and just getting better at what I do. There's always growth in this game and definitely for coaching. And I think every coach in the game right now is trying to make themselves better and trying to improve themselves. So, like I said, if I'm not a head coach in the National Hockey League, this is a great place to work, and I'm working for a great organization.
Todd Nelson joins us. Todd, as I look down the roster of defensemen that you're likely going to have at your disposal next season, a lot of young guys, a lot of guys but Oscar Klefbom, maybe we'll see if he makes Edmonton or not, but I think the other guys pretty safe to say Gernat, Musil, Simpson, Osterley, Hunt, Davidson, those are all guys that are signed and locked and loaded to start the season for you. They're also all left shooting defensemen. Do you have a plan of attack on which left shot guys you'll move to the right side? Are any of them more comfortable on the right side?
You know what? That's kind of amazing because I think just 2 years ago I had 8 right-handed defensemen to start the season, and now it's totally flip-flopped the other way. But you know, last year Brad Hunt and Musiel both played on their offside, and they're both very comfortable there. So that takes care of two sets of defensemen. And I think you know, we'll have to see with Musiel and Osterley, you know, which one of those guys would feel comfortable on their right side. A guy like Brandon Davidson can play well on his right side, but I'd rather see him on his strong side. And the same thing for Martin Gaudin. So what we're getting with a guy like Osterley and Simpson, and both players are smart players. They both can move the puck. And like it seems like it's an easier transition for a left-handed defenseman to play his offside for whatever reason. I can't explain it. I don't think that's going to be a huge issue. When I played defense, I preferred my offside over my strong side. So
yeah.
That's something that we'll have to figure out as we go and just see what happens.
Craig McTavish has talked a lot about you know, the development process for the organization now, and how it seems like they want to ensure that the young players get significant playing time. Todd, you've had a lot of young guys over the years. Is there any different direction as far as expecting that, you know what, we see Mitch Moraz coming down, we see Jujhar Khaira coming down this year, that you will have more young guys and that might not result in more wins, but it's going to be more about development. Will there be a change at all in how you attack game to game?
I don't think I'm going to change anything with that. You know, we dealt with it last year, and like what we're seeing, the biggest difference is, you know, the last season versus my first season is that we have all these prospects that we've drafted. Now they're signing pro contracts. We didn't have as many prospects the first year, so we had to sign some free agents. So I think that's the biggest thing. So the guys that are coming to me, like they're going to play, they're going to be put in key situations, and they're going to have to figure it out and help us win games. It's my job to get these young guys into a winning culture and a winning atmosphere. We accomplished that last year late in the season. And I think the young guys we have come back from last season are only going to be better. And, you know, the biggest thing is that, especially on the back end, where we're so young, guys like Brandon Davidson and Brad Hunt, if they're with us, they're going to have to take on a leadership role for these young guys. And both guys have fantastic character, so that's not going to be an issue with me. Now, we could still add somebody on the back end with a veteran presence, but right now we're just staying status quo. And you know, we also have some strong leadership up front. We signed a guy like Matt Ford, who was a tremendous leader for us last year. And you know, who knows who's going to get pushed down from the big club. So those guys that get pushed down will be, you know, players that have played in the league for, you know, 3+ years. So other than that, you know, like I like the fact that we're going to be young. You know, all these kids want to learn. They want to get better. And we saw tremendous growth with our young guys last year, and I expect the same thing to happen this year.
Todd Nelson joins us. Todd, moving up front, Tyler Pitlick, Curtis Hamilton, both second-round picks in 2010. And both guys, one of the biggest hindrances maybe in their development is their inability to stay healthy. As a coach, you can't control that, but is there anything, off-season workout programs, anything where, you know, to get those guys healthy that maybe they're, you know, we'll see more progress?
You know, I think the off-season is so important for any player, but for those two individuals, they have to have a really good off-season. Both kids are great people. And like, I really got to see a lot of them, or both guys, mature over the past 3 years. And, like, here's the funny thing. Like, both guys have played around 145 games in 3 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, versus a guy like Thomas Tatar, who's a different hockey player, he played 260 in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
And so he had a lot of time to mature. And so, you know, like, these two kids are still relatively young. Like, they basically only played 2 seasons, you know, it was over the course of 3, but, you know, we're looking for both guys to, you know, stay healthy and so we can see what they can really do. Because in both cases, you know, they were playing, every time they got playing their best hockey, they got injured. And that's the most frustrating thing for both the player and myself, because you see the growth, but then you have to, you know, after the injury, you take a step back and you have to try to get them back to where they're at. So time will tell. you know, but I hope both guys will have an injury-free season.
Todd Nelson joins us specifically on Pitlick, Todd, because we saw him in Edmonton. You know, he looked good in the three games, scored a goal, and then got injured, and then, you know, went back. And, you know, you talk about kind of building your way up, then it's like two steps backwards after coming back off the injury, because guys will come back, and while they're deemed healthy to play, we all know it's never the same. It takes some time to get back into game shape and stuff. How much of it is a mental thing about knowing how to adapt and return to the pace of the game quicker, maybe? Is that something guys can work on at a young age?
I think so. I think, you know, physically, we as a staff make sure that our players are ready to go. But there's always that internal battle with their mental preparation and their mental maturity. And, you know, in cases of young players, sometimes they have the idea, like, you know, like, I can't win or whatever. I would keep on getting injured. And but with both Curtis and Tyler, I've seen tremendous maturity out of them. And they both, after they get injured, they want to get back as fast as possible, but as safe as possible. And so that's always a mental battle. But you are right. They even though you can have them physically ready where they have no pain and the injury's safe, you can do all the workouts you want and you can skate them as hard as you can on the ice. The mental part of the game is the slowest part to come back. And in order for them to get that back, it just comes through playing hockey games.
Todd Nelson joins us, head coach of the OKC Barons. Todd, goaltending situation for you. Bachman, of course, was qualified today for the organization. A lot of people here in Edmonton curious about Lauren Bossois. He did very well in the East Coast Hockey League. You saw him early in the AHL, and his numbers weren't great. Evaluating goalies, to me, is the hardest thing, for me anyway. You look at Bossois and kind of, for him to take the next step and to develop a goaltender, it's different. Like, if they say, okay, we want to play defenseman, well, you'll play them, and, you know, they can play 15 minutes, maybe they play 18, depending. But a goalie kind of either starts or he doesn't, right? So how do you develop a young goalie at the American League level when, you know, he doesn't have a lot of pro experience?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at the start of the year, in the case of us, like if we do have Richard and Laurent as our goaltenders, early on in the year, I'm just going to rotate them, and as the season goes on, I think Laurent's going to dictate how many games he'll play, and Richard knows the situation. We know that we have a prospect coming up, and I think it's an ideal situation where they both got along extremely well last year. Laurent's coming off an outstanding season in the ECHL. We're hoping that translates next year. But, you know, we have to understand, too, that goalies, just like defensemen, they develop a bit slower than forwards. But I think that he's up for the challenge. So, like, it could be a case where Laurent plays 30 games or he plays 50. I think that'll be dictated by play and where we're at and you know, it's a situation where, once again, if those two guys are my goalies, I feel very comfortable going into the season.
One final one for you, Todd. I appreciate your time, as always. Todd Nelson, head coach of the OKC Barons, joins us. When you look at, developing the center position right now, you're going to have some young centermen coming down this season. The two-way game, we know, is that important, but also they want offensive confidence. How do you balance that? What's your strategy in trying to get, like, a guy like Jujhar Khaara, for instance, who, you know, a lot of people look at him big body, who should be able to chip in on both ends? Do you start with the defensive end first? What's your philosophy on that?
Well, I think, with any player, we always want to start with the defensive end. We want to make sure that we play a smart defensive game and keep pucks out of our net. And that's where it all starts. But the thing is that we want to make sure we break out the puck effectively in a D zone, and also we have to manage it correctly in the neutral zone. But once they get to the offensive zone, we have our system that we have to follow. But I definitely don't want to stifle any kind of creativity, you know, because a lot of these players have some offensive gifts that I want to see, out there on the ice, and I want them to contribute. And it's one of those things where, like, you want to play smart with and without the puck, and that's just learning the game. But I'm all for being as creative as possible in the offensive zone. And, as the season goes on, like, you can start working on some things to create more offense and try to help them along with that. But the bottom line is once the puck's turned over, like we're returning back real quick, and we're hunting the puck down because we want to get it back. But that's my philosophy, is just being responsible in the D zone and neutral zone, and then from there, the offensive zone, they have the green light to do a lot of different creative things.
Well, Todd, congratulations on the new contract. Best of luck. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks. I really appreciate it.